Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. The folks at Co-op Financial Services held their Think Virtual Conference today, and I think a lot of folks in the industry were watching and waiting to see if they could really pull it off, a virtual conference. And from the looks of it, I think they did. And a lot of things went off without a hitch. The content was great. The technology all worked, and everything seemed to come together quite well. And it was just I think it was a success. And also, I'm using think a lot because it was the Think Conference. But I think this might change the way conferences are conducted from now on, even well after the COVID 19 crisis subsides. So I think this really set the template for what's to come in the future. So to kick things off, obviously the Today Show's financial editor Gene Chatsky was pretty much the host of the show, bringing people in, bringing people out, introducing. She did a presentation of her own, but here were her opening remarks about credit unions really kind of stepping up. This is their opportunity to really step up and do some tremendous things, as they are right now. But again, it's still the opportunity to continue to do so, to really, really take it to another level in servicing their members and really making a name for themselves in the financial services industry. So here's a quick clip of Gene Chatsky's opening of the Think Conference, the Think Virtual Conference 2020. And then we'll have a lot more of coverage for you as well. Lots more clips from all the presentations. So stay tuned for those. In the meantime, here's Gene.
The COVID-19 pandemic has been quite a difficult experience for all of us. An unprecedented experience. Shocking, frightening, frustrating, but also at times inspiring. Because in this shared experience, people have come together to help each other like never before. People helping people. I think all of you know what that's about. The credit union mission is one major reason why I think that this is your moment to demonstrate the power of your brand of People First Financial Services. There are several big learnings from this COVID-19 experience that really play to your strengths. First, this experience has underlined that financial services are truly essential. For that reason, designing a primary financial relationship with members is now a bigger priority than ever. Not to put too fine a point on it, but the roaring 2020s of this century might turn out to be more like the 1930s of last century. But credit unions were made for tough times. The credit union movement came of age in the Great Depression of the 1930s. So we have to remember that while, yes, this is a challenging time for credit unions, it could also be a moment of clarity. People need you. Anything that builds a friendlier, more trusted relationship with members is essential. To that point, I want to take a minute to highlight a new social media campaign Co-op just launched called Credit Union Heroes. It's designed to shed light on the positive difference credit union professionals are making every day in the lives of members and each other's. Co-op is encouraging all of you to nominate heroes at your credit union or other credit unions and share those stories on social media. For every post shared on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter using the hashtag Credit Union Heroes, Co-op will make a donation of $10 to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and the National Credit Union Foundation. Which brings us to our second big learning from this crisis. We want everyone to be well. We're no longer in an expansive economy. We're in a recession. People are stressed. Actually, they're beyond stressed, and I'll talk more about that a little later today. Given current conditions, you should certainly lead with empathy and compassion. But now is also the time to put even more focus on understanding member behavior and to be more diagnostic about the financial wellness of your members.